Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
In for Dave Popowich and Faisal Karmali today, I'm Liana Wojniak here with my co-host, Mr. Rob Geary. How are you today, Rob?
It's good to be here. And we have a ton of interesting topics coming up. We have a really interesting topic to cover, though, next in the first half of the show today. We're going to be talking about health. How does healthcare planning change as you age, and how does it impact caretakers? We're going to be talking about that later in the show. But right now, let's have an overview of the health bucket. How to protect that, how you want to live, how you want to be cared for if something happens, and how we look at that during planning and protection on income needs for different issues.
Definitely. I think a lot of people worry about it, but not a lot of people know how to plan for it. So that is why we have the usual co-host of this show on to talk about that. We have Faisal Karmali, Senior Portfolio Manager, Senior Wealth Advisor with the Popowich Karmali Advisory Group, CIBC Wood Gundy, and usually the co-host of this show. He's back to talk about the health bucket today. Faisal, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Faisal, it's a huge topic that we go over with every client, and it's a huge topic and a needed topic. And a lot of people don't think about, right off the bat, when we think about planning, they think about just their lifestyle needs, what they're going to do in retirement. It may be travel. But what happens when someone gets ill and how you want to be cared for? Maybe you can go over the first stages of what we look at in that health bucket.
Yeah, I think what Canadians have to remember is retirement's not a single destination. It's a journey through multiple decades. And think about how your life looks like from 55 to 65, 65 to 75 years of age, 75 years to 85 years of age, and if you're lucky, 85 years and beyond. Usually the last part of that journey has the most health challenges to Canadians. And part of that is either people want to age in home or age in a home. And then so now comes in what we call a financial burden or a cash flow need at some point in the future. But it's more than just the financial part of it. It's a quality of care conversation that needs to happen. And the earlier we plan for this, the higher the probability that this can be achieved. And so by planning out what kind of quality of care do you want, who's going to take care of the certain tasks and responsibilities in the home, if you're outsourcing a lot of the responsibilities to other people where you're paying them, what's the financial cost to that, and how are you going to pay for that using a finite amount of money that we have, which we call our retirement savings. And this can be a big issue for people who don't plan in advance. So what we do on our team is understand where they are on their journey. Number two, what kind of quality of care do they want? And number three, how can they afford to have that quality of care with the proper planning done well in advance so we can meet these goals? So we're not taking a whole bunch of risk, because the biggest risk that I see in Canadians in this phase of their life is they plan on the fly. Something's happened. Now they got to come up with the approach, the strategy, and the financial payments to make that become a reality. And then it just becomes a scramble. And we've learned, and personally I've learned through my mother, who had a long-term illness and then unfortunately passed away with cancer, that there was a need for a proper plan. So I want to make sure that any of our clients on our watch don't have that same problem. So we definitely want to make sure that we have this plan done well in advance.
So Faisal, what kinds of things do people not think about or not take into consideration when they're thinking about health over a long period of time?
Yeah, most Canadians will probably just think about long-term care. And that's all they think about. If I ever get sick and so forth, I have to go into a home, that's I can solve that problem with a mathematical equation and probably just pick the facility that I want to be in. That's kind of like a tablecloth over the table of issues. What the real problem is now is the number one problem is that people have to realize that they're going to age slowly. It doesn't happen all of a sudden. And so as they age slowly, they're going to slowly need more and more help along the way, from a mobility perspective, from healthcare perspective, from support perspective. And as they age through their journey, they're going to have these different needs. And then at some point, then the tablecloth gets over the issues where, okay, now we might have to be in a home or age in our home, which has a whole bunch of costs. I think people forget all the costs between now and upon the time when they go into a home, that there's going to be a lot of expenses to cover. We're biased on our team. We do not believe that the federal and provincial governments will continue to support with government funding. We feel it's going to be more out-of-pocket expenses. We're seeing more and more of that now. And so I think that's where we need to be prepared for that, because 20 years from now, or 10 years from now, or 5 years from now, the landscape for healthcare is going to be considerably different than when it was 20 years ago. So we want to make sure we're prepared for that.
Faisal, we go over a lot of these plans and look at financial situations, and you know, a couple may look at it and go, well, they only have a defined income to live their lifestyle. So maybe you can look at an example, or kind of give us an example of looking at someone's entire holistic wealth and how we can look at that and put that into a health bucket situation.
One thing you mentioned, Rob, is I think very accurate, that they're not looking at it from a holistic perspective. People think that their retirement is their RRSPs. People think their retirement is a certain small percentage or a portion of their overall assets. Now, think about all the assets an average Canadian has. They have their retirement savings. They might have pension plans, CPP, old age security as a base, and then maybe company pension plans. But they also have other assets, real estate and so forth. So when you have that journey of aging through retirement, you need to look at all your assets. We have lots of clients who own their own homes, have multiple properties, have land or businesses. How do you use all these assets to support what you need through your journey of retirement? And when we're talking about the healthcare, as you get into that healthcare concern and the cost to cover it for the quality of care that you're choosing for, that's where you have to use all the assets. So I think the biggest thing is planning for using all assets, not just your RRSPs, for example, because that's where the big issue comes. Keep in mind, couples have the biggest risk financially when it comes from a healthcare issue. You literally could have one person living in their own home and one person living in a home, and now you're the same assets are trying to cover two households, and that can be financial issues that can really hurt them. So planning for these different things really prevents those big issues from popping up.
So Faisal, when people start planning or start looking at their health planning over retirement, what kinds of questions should they be asking themselves to start off with?
Yeah, what I like talking about to our clients is understanding what happens now. Who does what in the home? Let's call it the tasks. You know, you can call it blue jobs and pink jobs. You can call it tasks for the family, whatever you want to call it. And who's doing what responsibility? Now, remove that person from doing that responsibility or whatever the job may be, cooking, cleaning, maintenance, whatever it may be. Who's going to take over those responsibilities? Is it your significant other if you're fortunate to have one? And if you don't, you're a solo retiree, then you have to outsource that, or other family members have to come into play. The more you outsource those day-to-day activities and tasks that you normally do, the cost is going to kick in there. And then comes the quality of care as you age. I can tell you, my mother did not want to be in a long-term care facility. My mother did not want to age in a hospital. So that required a different view of how we have to pay for expenses, such as healthcare costs, that are not covered by the provincial programs out of pocket. And so what kind of care do you want? And how are we going to pay for that? And where is it going to come from? Are all issues that we have to address and solve for.
Faisal, thank you so much for joining us today. We're out of time for this segment, but we really appreciate your insights on the health bucket.
Yeah, thanks. And it's really nice to be a guest versus a host on the show. Thank you for having me.
We've been joined by Faisal Karmali, Senior Wealth Manager and Senior Portfolio Manager and Senior Wealth Advisor with the Popowich Karmali Advisory Group and usual co-host of this show.
Health can be an integral part of retirement planning. We're going to be talking about that and other topics in our upcoming seminar. Join us Tuesday, June 20th, 7 p.m. This will be in person at the Carriage House Inn. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Now stay tuned. We'll be talking about the physical and emotional toll caregiving can have on a person when you're caring for somebody with dementia. You're here on QR Calgary and More Than Money.